Meditation, is it a part of your life? Has it been asking to be part of your life? I took a lot of time researching this topic. My research consisted mainly of me sitting on the floor, being meditative. You see, even though I've read on the subject of meditation through the years, that's a lot like reading books about brushing your teeth. All the knowledge and theories aren't much benefit unless the process is a part of your life. Since I had the impression, the conceptual impression, that our lives can be much richer as we regularly engage in a meditative state, I meditated during several weeks, and I want to share with you what was revealed to me. We will discuss a variety of techniques. If any resonate with you, try it out. I'll also address how we can deal with emotions or mental states if they feel overwhelming or unbearable. And at the close of the podcast, we will do a guided meditation, which is simply designed for you to relax. Meditation is being present. It is you free from concerns and worries. It is you having gone within. You no longer being tossed around by externals. You with a deep peace that is you. It is you free from dualistic concepts and free from all the troubling reactions we may have to our stories. It is you free from identification, free from judgment, feeling an eternal unity. We know if we only eat healthily once a month or exercise once per year, we may miss out on the life changes that come from habitual health choices. Meditation, I find, is much the same. While we can pull it out on occasion, some very positive effects come when it is part of our routine. I tried to do some meditation each day over several weeks, either once in the morning or evening or both. I was not rigid and strict with myself about this. The practice should be enjoyable. Some days, though, I skipped it. I felt tired or distracted. Well, I made this part of my study, comparing those days. I found on the days when I would meditate, I felt quite comfortable. My mind is able to have clarity. I can know what I needed to know, like I am residing in my higher mind, which has an eternal perspective. My body and mind seemed rightened, and I would immediately have the knowledge on how to righten them. The details of my world seemed to take on a serendipitous flow. All this from simply being. When I skipped a number of days, I felt more often distressed and uncomfortable, kind of disconnected from what is true to me. When you meditate, it's important you do it without expecting any particular outcome. This is because if an expectation is our focus, we may not feel present, but eager about the future or questioning ourself. Be free from expectation. First, let's talk about posture. If you choose to meditate seated or lying down, do what feels nice for you. I don't want to act like this is some strict, complicated practice. Meditation is actually a lot like sleep. You don't consciously do it. With sleep, you don't do sleep. It comes over you, but you can take steps to facilitate it, to be ready. So for meditation, you may sit on a chair or the floor. Sitting cross-legged or half or full lotus is traditional, if you choose. My flexibility is more of an inflexibility. I'll be more comfortable sitting on a yoga brick or a pillow, which you could try those too if you want to raise yourself up slightly while sitting cross-legged so there's less tension if you're like me, or be seated on a yoga ball or lie down. It's your choice. keeping your spine erect is very helpful, mainly because this alert position suggests an alertness to your mind. I know if I just lounge, my mind may daydream, and I'm no longer meditating. A method for meditating you can start right away is this. Get into your preferred position and observe your breathing. And when you exhale, count a number to yourself in sequence. You can speak the number out loud, but you can just speak it in your mind. That is all you do. Observe your breathing and number each exhale. Do this counting to 4, and then repeat. You want to just breathe and have your mind simply on the breath and on your numbering. If thoughts come into your head, you don't need to mentally chase these nor attach to them. Let them go. If you find yourself thinking about something, start over and just bring your attention back to the breath and again count exhalations. Even getting to 4 is helping your mind feel free from the control of thoughts. It is helpful to remember thoughts are external. Our guided meditation later may help us get used to this. When you choose, you may meditate by being aware of your breath and not counting. How long should you meditate? Well, you can decide. I often hear people suggest 15 minutes, but keep in mind, being meditative is a lot like any sort of exercise, in that your ability will increase the more you do it. So you could start off meditating for just 5 minutes, then increase it later when you are ready. You can be meditative in many ways. There is walking meditation, where you simply walk and be aware that you are walking. If possible, walk barefoot and feel the sensations. Be present while eating, present with all you do. There is a tremendous sense of peace by being present. Anything you enjoy that calms your mind, do it as a meditation. Maybe it is baking and you have a baking meditation. When being present, you are not letting your mind take you into some perceived version of your past story or take you into a worried state about a perceived future. Mental formations are not what is real. Buddhism talks about being free from fear and desire. You can let go of fear and desire to be present. You can meditate on an idea or any mantra that speaks to you. Maybe that means saying the word love or I am love, and really get into what comes from that. You can chant anything that resonates with you, either out loud or internally, like a mantra that reflects your beliefs, like Hallelujah, Hare Krishna, Perfect Peace, the Eternal Om, or the Buddhist chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, or Om Mani Padme Hum. There are so many, and it's a rich subject. We may want to devote an entire podcast to learning about chanting if you are interested, and I'll get an actual expert to share with us. But I'll say, the sounds can have a profound effect. You can also be meditative looking at a mandala. Another way to have our minds in a peaceful state is through listening to brain entrainment audio recordings. I will get some free brainwave tracks to you. You may be familiar with the ones for sale on my website, but I'll just include some free recordings in future podcasts. Today's podcast is already getting long with our meditation to come, but I'll make more free ones for podcast listeners. And there actually is one that's a Schumann resonance binaural tone recording right now on the homepage, tyrusgray.com. That one is helpful for feeling grounded. Alan Watts suggested a wonderful way to meditate, which may be especially useful if you are in a noise-filled environment. He suggested something like this: to just listen to all the sounds as though they were music. Let your ears hear all the noises and let it go, not judging the sounds. And then look at your own thoughts as noises the same way. I may not be explaining this fully as I recall it, but it is an excellent way to get accustomed to feeling free from resistance, being present in any environment, and also to realize the true nature of our thoughts being often like noise. Of course, there is also yoga. You can be present with your breath and your body, doing these poses and movements. And your mind may easily be brought into a peaceful state since your body will be so happy about it. If you wanted, you could do yoga and then also sit or lay in further meditation. There are also practices like Tai Chi and Qigong for experiencing presence through motion. Really, you can be present with any physical activity and have a lot of enjoyment. Keep in mind, meditation does not have to rid your mind of your body. A bodily awareness can be very beneficial and can be healing. I had a burning question as I considered what to include in this podcast, because sure, we can breathe, we can be aware of what we are doing, we can sit, stand on our head, or whatever, but what about the hurt someone may be feeling? What about that agonizing state of their minds or their hearts? I asked this question, and here's what I was told. Embrace the emotional being. We can embrace, visualize the embrace with your mind's eye. Embrace whatever is trouble. It may be our emotional body feeling troubled. It may be our mind. It could be our digestion, our sexuality, or anything. Embrace it like you would lovingly comfort a child. Give love to the part that hurts or feels troubled. Our awareness and love is powerful. It makes right. What you'll realize is that you are the comforter. You are God. You are the eternal power of love, and you can give perfect peace to your human experience. There are a lot of techniques in this podcast. Please let me know if you'd like me to go into greater depth on any of them, and we can do that in a following podcast. Let's get comfortable now for our meditation. You can sit or lie down, however you choose. It will be helpful to keep your back straight, your spine erect. You can close your eyes. Feel now a golden white light, a golden white peaceful light coming down through the crown of your head. The crown of your head is completely at peace. And this peaceful feeling is moving, spreading to your forehead. Your forehead is relaxing, and the peaceful white light is moving across the small muscles around your eyes. And every muscle is releasing its tension, and your eyes relax. Across your face, every muscle and every cell lets go of its tension. Your mouth, your chin relax. Your jaw does release, and your whole face is at peace. This relaxation is spreading through your neck. The muscles release, your neck is fully at peace. Spreading now through your shoulders. Your shoulders release any tension and fully relax. The deep peace is moving through your arms. Deep peace down to your hands. And any tension is draining out through your fingertips. This deep peace is moving now through your chest. Your chest is completely at peace. The white, peaceful light moves through your stomach, relaxing every muscle and cell. Your buttocks fully relax, and moving through your genitals, a deep peace, and through your legs. Every muscle releases, and into your ankles relax, and your feet. Any tension is draining out through the bottom of your feet. You are in the deepest state of peace. You observe your breath now. Deep, steady inhalation and the slow, peaceful release of the breath. You don't need to do anything. Right now, you can be with the breath. We'll stay with our breath until we can watch the breath the way we watch the waves of an ocean. Just like waves of an ocean. There's a wave. There's a wave. Right now, there is only deep peace. Any sounds you hear, any feeling you have, is all contributing to your deepest level of peace. With any thought that comes into your mind, you are able to let it be, and you notice the thought is actually far away, and you can see it increase in distance. You return your awareness to the breath. You can let go and relax into this profound state of peace. There are no concepts now or ever that contradict the power of the love that is you. You realize you are perfection. You are love. Your mind is free from concepts and stories. You exist in pure being, living in your divine, eternal nature. You feel loved. You manifest love. Awareness on the breath. Having perfect peace. And when you are ready, you can come back to an outer awareness, feeling revitalized.